Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
So, we are talking about salvation. Amen. Amen. And please, listen. What you are hearing is very special. It's very important for you to hear them as your foundation. So, to understand salvation, what God has done to you, there is a word called faith that you need. If it's not a part of your thinking, you cannot call yourself a saved person. You are just a church member, a church goer. That word faith, Ephesians 2, verse 8. Ephesians 2, verse 8. For Ephesians is in the New Testament, chapter 2, verse 8. You have to learn the books of the Bible and know the order where you can find Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace are ye saved." It's by the grace of God that you are saved. But it is through faith. And that is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. So you are saved. Say, I am saved.
I am saved.
Through faith.
Through faith.
Yes. If you leave faith out of your so-called salvation, you don't have salvation. Anybody who says he is saved, should first of all show that he has faith, not Jesus. The first requirement is faith. You must start to believe some things. You must start to believe some things. Everybody in your life, there's a time when you start believing some things. A girl starts believing that she's beautiful. There's a time a pastor starts believing that he's anointed. There's a time somebody starts believing that he's rich. All of us are living the lives we are living because of the things we believe. In fact, the Bible actually calls Christians believers. How many of you have heard that word before? Believers. Believers. You see that word. Look at Acts chapter 2, for instance. You see it there. Believers. Acts chapter 5, verse 14. The people we need in the church to become church members, to become pastors, to become shepherds are supposed to be believers. These words, you don't hear them often these days. Oh, that's a believer. Oh, I became a believer in 2004. Are you a believer? Oh, that's a believer. Oh, Ruth is a believer. Oh, Francisca is a believer. Oh, Emmanuel is a believer. Oh, those guys are believers. That word we don't hear anymore. What we hear is lighthouse member. Yes. What we hear is lighthouse member. What we hear is a Central Gospel Church member. It's a Roman Catholic. Oh, she's a Methodist. Oh, that man is there. It's a Presbyterian. He's a Presbyterian. We don't need no Presbyterians. We don't need no lighthouse members. That's why we sit in the church and God cannot get anything out of us because we are lighthouse members. Acts chapter 5 and verse 14. And believers were increasingly added. New King James. Believers were added to the Lord. Multitudes of both men and women. The people we need to add to the church are not Christian lighthouse members. We need believers. So if you're are you a pastor? Yes. Don't go and bring ragamuffins into the church. Don't go and just take a bus and just put people in on the bus and bring them to church. Oh, my bus center is increasing. I bus 60 members. I bus 78. My region has got 48 members. Your work as a pastor is to add believers. And we have very little of believers. But we have a lot of lighthouse members. Church attendees and members. Yes. We grade ourselves. She has 600 members in her church. You've got 1,005. He's got 2,000. He's got 48. So the 2,000 member church is the biggest. And he's more powerful than this 48 members. But we have to ask ourselves, how many of the 2,000 members are believers?
How many of them?
That's why I'm saying to you that when the word, you see the word salvation, like you have a dream and you see salvation or saved, the first word that you come to your mind is not Jesus Christ. It's faith. Faith. And that's why Paul told the church, the Ephesian church, chapter 2, verse 8, he said, we are saved. It's by the grace of God. Nobody just gets up and say, I'm born again. I'm going to make myself born again. We are saved by grace. But the salvation, it comes to us through believing. Anybody who teaches about salvation and doesn't talk about believing has left the most important ingredient. Every substance has got an ingredient that makes it what it ought to be. Every substance. Every liquid. If it is soup. If I say I want mushroom soup, it means I need to see mushrooms, not encamphora. Like this word, salvation. You dare talk about salvation without talking about faith? No wonder we are where we are. stood in church on Sunday. I was in a one of our services. 1,000 members were sitting down. I could not get 20 people to stand up and say, I want to be trained. Why? Because they are church members. They are not believers. They're not believers. And is there, Acts 5, the people we are supposed to add to the church, is there? And believers were increasingly added to the church, to the Lord. We have enough members. We don't need more members. We need believers. People who have faith. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Said, let no man despise your youth. You're all youths. All of you here are youths. Small, small boys and girls. Let no man despise your youth. But be an example to the believers. In what? In word. In conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith. So when we look at who you are as a young boy, in purity, you are pure. You used to fornicate, you stopped fornicating. But we don't find faith in you. You are not complete. You are not complete. When you say somebody is saved, you are talking about somebody who has started believing some things. It is the believing that leads to the two things I talked about salvation, that salvation, you are saved from your sins, you are completely changed. It is through the things you believe that you even get changed. As we are here, some of these pastors who are here should be in their offices working. But the things they believe have been powerful enough to remove them from their offices to the church. Most of you are sitting here because you are going to school next week. That's me, how come I'm having this meeting this week. I'm very tired. I've just come from a 5-week long work. I should be resting a little at least. Not the time to have a camp. I would have loved to have this camp next week after resting a bit. But it's because if I have the camp next week, I will not have students. Some of you ran away from school to go and fornicate. You run away from school to smoke. You run away from school to fool in town. But you wouldn't want to run away from school to even attend a camp. So this is a meeting with it's a convenient time. It's a convenient time. But when you have faith, it changes your life. Look. Let me tell you, all of us, we are made up of what we believe. I believe that the shirt I'm wearing is nice. That's why I'm wearing it. Meanwhile, as you are sitting there, you are saying, but this pastor crap, I mean, what is this shirt with writings on it? Why is it nice? Because you don't believe, if you have this shirt, you will use it as a rag. Because you believe it's not nice. I believe it's nice, so I'm wearing it. So the things we do them because of what we believe. So when God comes into your life, the first thing he works on is your faith life, the things you believe. So we are saved. Salvation is through faith. If your pastor doesn't get you to believe some things, he has failed. If there's no girl in your life, you've got to, you've worked on to start believing that she's called. I was a medical student going to be a doctor. My pastor was able to get me to believe that I'm a pastor. I became a pastor of a church as a student. Training to be a doctor. Say new believer school teaching what school to which new believers we can't even find them in the church because the foundations are absent. The foundations, I'm telling you, sitting here, girl, look what you believe some years back. Is it 2001 or 2000? I forgot. Some people flew aeroplanes into buildings in America. 2001, yes. Osama bin Laden. His father, he himself, he's from a family of people who do construction. See, you understand construction till you go to Saudi Arabia, Dubai, and so on. You understand construction. So somebody is a construction billionaire, a construction magnet. So this chamber and halls we have here. That Osama bin Laden was a billionaire. By the things he believed in his religion, it removed him from the skyscrapers of Riyadh. From Yemen, he was living in caves in mountains. What he believes, he used millions of dollars to train people to cause murder. They murdered whole generations because of what you believe. When you believe that I can't study maths, it's over for you. I don't understand maths. I'm not good at maths. I am not good at maths. It's over. You are a product of what you believe. So when you see people, it's not about the words. It's not about the things they are saying. We watch people by what they do. Today, I'm introducing you to salvation. Yeah. There is no salvation. There's a song. There is no salvation except in the name of the Lord. Oh, it's good that there's no salvation except. But the real thing, it's not the name of the Lord. The first, there is no salvation without faith. Because salvation is a lifestyle. Christianity is a life. It's a day-to-day, 24 hours, 7 days a week lifestyle. And it is based on what you believe. You can't be a good pastor if you don't believe some things. You can't be a good shepherd if you don't believe something. So I'm giving you 5 pillars of your faith. 5 things you must believe in before you can become a shepherd. Before you start discussing Pastor Bismarck, Pastor Adam, Lady Pastor Na, before you just start, he said, God, who saved us and called us. So the salvation aspect of your life must be complete and powerful before you step into becoming a bacenta leader or a singer. That's why there is almost nothing happening in the church that is powerful. Singing is not powerful. Playing of instruments is not powerful. Preaching is not powerful. Basenta is not powerful. Bassing is not, is useless. Nothing is powerful. Because the real ingredient you need to be a good singer is faith. To bass well is faith. To be a pastor, as I'm standing here, is faith. I believe that as I'm having this camp, by the grace of God, something will come out of it. That is why I'm having it. I've got things to do. At least I'm sleeping to sleep to rest my body. But the things you believe, they even put sleep away. When you see somebody in a meeting and is feeling sleepy, he has lost his faith. Transiently, just for after just 5 minutes of loss of faith. Once you have faith, it overrides everything. It overrides poverty. Look, the Macedonian church, they didn't have any money. There's a church, we read it one day. 2 Corinthians 8, they didn't have any money. But the Bible says they gave more. Because they believed. When you meet people who rise up and the first sentence from their mouth is like, it's like flatulation, it's like a fart. The first sentence from their mouth is an excuse. Oh, I don't want such people around me. You know, I'm so happy to see you. You have no idea. You have no idea how different I see you in this camp. I didn't come here expecting to see your face here. And she works. She's got things to do. Faith. When you meet a person with faith, there are no excuses. I would work in Kolebu as a doctor from the morning 8 a.m., close at 2 o'clock, and take a car from Kolebu to Kaneshi Station, sit on a car to Takrade. By 7, 8, I'm in Takrade. Go to Tripoli for the crusade. And go and sit on a bus at 3 a.m., 2 a.m., come back to Accra to work. In the afternoon, go to... Believe it. I mean, if you don't believe, you won't do such a thing. It's madness. Today is the first time, as I'm talking about this, that I'm even understanding myself. Because, you see, what people don't know is that faith is determining a lot of things about you. What you can do, what you can do, which instructions you obey, which instructions you don't obey. Faith. So that's why I say that this new life of salvation, it's by faith. Are you ready to believe some things? If you are not ready to believe, please go away. You're not standing here because you don't have problems, financial problems, marital issues, problems with our children, problems with our wives, problems with our husbands, accommodation issues, water leaking through our roof. We're not standing here because we have finished solving our problems. The work of God is for people who believe nonsense. And because salvation has been presented as a life outside faith, people can claim to be saved, but can't serve God. To be a Basanta leader, you must believe that you can bus 2 buses to church after 3 weeks. If you don't believe it, it would after 6 months, you got 4 members. It's by believing. Whether your service is empty or it's not empty, it's but the anakazo message is a believing message. It said, can do, it can happen. Believing, faith, believing. There is not much we can do as Christians without believing some things. That is salvation. We are saved. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith. I believe I'll be okay. If you give me 100 Ghana cedis and I pay 10 cedis as tithe, I believe that the 10 cedis I'm paying as tithe is not what will kill me. But you don't believe. That's why you don't pay tithes. Because everybody needs money. The people who need money the most are the richest men in the world. They are the ones who will not give you one CD for free. So I want to give you 5 pillars of your faith. There is no... I had faith. I produced this computer overnight. The things you are enjoying, you don't know how they came about. When I stood in the church to say that I was having a camp, I didn't even know where the money to pay for your accommodation was coming from. But I knew that by Wednesday, there'll be money to pay for the camp. Have you paid it? You've paid it. Watch out carefully. Today, I'm giving you a new pair of glasses, or take it that I'm doing some surgery on your eyes. Whatever I'm doing, from today, see people based on their faith levels. I believe I'll go for the camp. I can go for the camp and still pass my exam. I believe that by next year, I'll be married. I believe it. I believe that I will never sleep with this girl again. It's over. The sex is over. Yesterday was the last time. I believe it. The Christian life, you will live it. So, Hebrews 11. Look at it. Hebrews 11. I think it's a very good... I was even going to jump and read. I think we should read it from verse 1. Hebrews 11. The Holy Spirit is telling me we must read everything. That's why you see that the people who walked with God and did the things they did them because of faith. Not because they were rich. Not because they were men. Not because they came from rich families. Not because they were beautiful. Not because they had things. It's by faith. Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Forget about it. You understand it in a year, next year or next 2 years. For now, take it that faith means believing. That's all. As a young girl, you must believe that you can marry at 26 as a virgin. That is what will keep you pure. I believe I can be a pastor of a 10,000 member church without sleeping with girls. That's my faith. And it's happening for me. Jesus would meet people and say, according to what you believe, it has happened for you. Totally. I believe it. But you don't believe it. You feel that like your weakness is slim girls. That's why you are sitting here and not sitting there. I believe I'll marry. I believe I'll have a child. I believe I'll build a big church. I believe that this church will grow. It is your faith which makes you whole. Now, faith, I'm saying to all of you that Hebrews 11 verse 1 is not for you. Leave it out. Don't confuse yourself. Now, faith is believing things. That's all. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. But what you believe is what makes people say good things about you. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. Leave it out. Now let's start work. Let's start work. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. To do more than somebody, to do better than somebody, is by the things you believe. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Then verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. I mean, isn't your life to please God? I don't know. Why are you here? How many of you want to please God? I mean, how many of you think that it is important to please God? I mean, where are you going if your life doesn't please God? Where are you going if your life, God is not happy with you? And the Bible says that if you take faith away from the singing, away from your bus center, away from your pastoring, away from your things, without faith, you cannot please God. Where you are going to pass to look for faith, you must find it. You need it to be a Christian, not a pastor. A lot of the things God wants you to do, you will never do them if you don't have faith. You will never do them because excuses and reasons and why I can't and things, plenty are there. It is faith that makes anybody who shines a little brighter than his neighbor is using faith. Verse 7, by faith, Noah prepared an ark. Being warned of God, prepared an ark. How many people have been warned by God who didn't do anything about the warnings? So you see Noah preparing an ark, not because he was a carpenter, not because he had wood. People have got wood, but they can't build an ark. So you see Noah, he's building an ark, is because of faith. You must begin right now to think about the things you believe. By faith, Abraham was called to go to a place to receive an inheritance. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. Through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. All these died in faith. Even to die, you die in faith. You live by faith and you die in faith. Anyone who discusses salvation and does not project faith as the force doesn't understand what he's saying. We are saved by the grace of God. That is through faith, through believing. Many of you, soon you won't be in church. Some of you will not be in church because you wouldn't have been able to overcome certain things by your faith. I had a chance to live in America versus living in Ghana. It's faith that put me here. It's faith. If you don't have faith, you will use your logic to chase money. Yes. As you grow, you will have job offers that will pay you a lot of money, but remove time for God, time for church, time for prayer, time for ministry, time to do your call. You have money, but there's no time for anything. It's because you didn't have faith to reject Moses. He forsook Egypt. He had the chance to be a prince. He forsook Egypt by faith. He had a chance for a life in Pharaoh's palace. He said, no. I'm rather choosing to suffer with God's people. Yeah. As you walk with God, you will choose to suffer. There will be choices between comfort and suffering. And even the suffering, different grades of suffering. Low-grade suffering, medium-grade suffering, and high-grade suffering. Your faith determines what type of faith, what type of suffering you choose. There's nothing happening in the church. Pastors are just carrying titles because at the base of what you will do for God is faith. Faith is what is going to drive you out of your house. I'm stepping out. I'm believing God that by the time I'm returning to my house by 8:30 in the evening on Saturday, I've got 3 souls for church on Sunday. There is nothing like salvation if you don't talk about faith. As I teach you this, I'm understanding myself even better. That's why when somebody says that he wants to do ministry, you don't start by teaching him how to win souls. You start by asking, how far are you from God? How close are you to God? And to be close to God, to be saved, it is the faith. Your faith life will determine a lot of things. 5 pillars. Number one, the first pillar. First pillar, your faith in God. The first pillar of your faith is faith in God. Second pillar of your faith is faith in Jesus Christ. Third pillar of your faith is faith in the Holy Spirit. Fourth pillar of your faith is faith in the Word of God. And finally, the fifth pillar of your faith is faith in your pastor and your church. And you see that all your battles you will fight from now on will be battles at these 5 levels of faith. Yeah. Satan will be fighting you, fighting your faith in God, your faith in the church. Because each of them, I'm coming to you. Each of them is a very important area, is an important battlefield with the devil. So there are people walking about who don't have faith in God, but they are called pastors. He will fight your faith in God. He will fight your faith in Jesus. Jesus Christ, your faith in him. He will fight your faith in the Holy Spirit, that like the Holy Spirit can lead you. You receive a prompt, you believe that what you are feeling is God speaking to you. You move with it. There are many people walking around in the church on Sunday morning, you see that there are thousands. They have no faith in God's word. They are awake when the throne stars are performing. When the word of God starts, they feel sleepy. They don't read their Bibles. They don't believe in the word of God. And your salvation, there's nothing like salvation without faith in a pastor. That's not right. So we are starting now. Faith in God. Because you see, many of you don't know that God is a very important person in this salvation. Listen, please look at me, let me tell you. You'll be surprised that after 3 years of being in church, God is not on your mind, but the choir is on your mind. You'll be surprised. After 10 years or after 1 year of being in church, God is not on your mind. But dancing stars, dancing is on your mind. I'm saying you can easily be there, but God is not on your mind. You've lost your faith. That aspect has faded. You love Jesus, but you don't love God. They are three different people. There's God the Father. There's God the Son. And there's God the Holy Spirit. You can be there and the Father, is not important to you. It's not important to you. Mark 11 verse 22. We are now starting with faith in God. Mark 11 verse 22. And Jesus answering said to them, have faith in God. In fact, the real translation is have the God kind of believing. That's a way God believes. Because God also has faith. That when he says, let there be light, there should be light. Whatever he will do to bring the light, because he had said it, it happens. How can you say you are a Christian? So we are dealing with five pillars that we are going down. We've closed. How can you say you have faith in God? Or you are saved when your faith in God is not intact? One of the things you must constantly do is to make sure that your faith in God is solid. Why? Because you can easily be living a life as a Christian, as a pastor, doing things in the church, but you have lost your faith. You can lose your faith in God and still be around, because the pillars are five. What you don't know is that each one, without faith in each of the five, your faith in the others has no value. Has no value. It has no value. I mean, how can you say you have faith in God when you don't have faith in your pastor or your shepherd? You must. In Acts 8, the eunuch, the Ethiopian eunuch, who read all of this, he said, how can I understand except some man, somebody should guide me? So as soon as he saw Philip, he said, please come and sit in it. He moved for Philip to sit down. He made room for him. Because of his faith. But today, there are people, there are pastors and reverends and bishops who have faith in God, but don't have any faith in a pastor. They don't believe in the pastor. In their pastor. Some believe in another pastor. Because it's very nice, oh. TV is very nice. Everything is nice on TV. This one, you and I'm standing here. You are sitting here. I'm standing here. I see you. You see me. It's not nice. So a lot of people who are very far from me honor me far more than the people who are in front of me looking at me. Because it's very nice. How many of you are falling in love with people on Facebook? But when you meet the girls, even that same dress she's wearing, it's not as it appeared on the picture. So today, this morning, we are working on our faith in God. Without faith in God, it's not possible to please Him. Because you can walk with Him without believing in Him. Now, what does it mean to have faith in God? I'm now teaching you from the book. Faith Secrets. If you believe in God, if you believe in God, number one, you will obey God. That's the verse we just read. Hebrews 11, verse 8. You say you are a Christian, you want to be a shepherd. You don't obey God. Obedience. I'm talking about salvation. God is number one. God is number one. Hebrews 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. Have you seen it there? Hebrews 11, verse 8. Have you seen the word obey there? Look in your Bibles. Underline the word obeyed. Is there somebody is saved? He is born again. Born which again? By saying a prayer in a church. A prayer you don't even understand. No, I'm now breaking down what it means to be saved. Number one is that you believe in God. And we know you believe when you obey. Faith makes you obey. Listen, look at me. Let me tell you. From today, you are going, in this life you are living, you are going to receive many instructions. Which are all working out your salvation. Be a person who obeys instructions. Your pastor says that we are going to have a camp. Obey and go. It is difficult, but you obey. Obedience. Obedience. Otherwise, you are not saved. People who are saved are people who obey. Yeah, because you are saved by faith. So you can remove by faith and say, we are saved by obedience. Yeah. For by grace are we saved through obedience. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through obedience. Your pastor will give instructions. Your bacenta leader. How many of you want to be shepherds? You want to be a bacenta leader and work for God? How many of you want to work for God? It's going to be instructions. Instructions. That's why you must have faith. Number two. I'm not giving you a complete teaching on faith. No. Number two, faith makes you fight. Faith in God makes you fight. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Are you there? Are you there? Faith in God is fighting. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Is that what it says? Or? First Timothy 6, verse 12. What does it say? Yes? Lay hold on eternal life. Yes. By which unto thou art called. Everybody look at me. To be saved is to fight. To be saved. If you are born again, I'm treating you as a pastor by telling you that you must begin to see your salvation as an invitation to fight. You see, if I say I'm giving myself to this point, we spend 3 days on just fighting. Yeah. But I'm restraining myself to give you just what you need right now. Satan will not allow you to just walk about as a born-again Christian. Expect the devil to stop you from being a born-again Christian. Some of you, his plan is that by next 2 years, you'll be a DJ in a nightclub. Then you say, oh, I used to go to Lighthouse. Yes. You now have dreadlocks. Yes. That is why faith is a very important subject to teach a new convert, not a pastor. Be ready to fight. It says, put the verse up for me. Fight the good fight of faith. Faith is a fight. Even to have faith in God, you must fight things that are trying to dilute your faith. Some of your parents will prevent you from believing in God. Fight it. Not by insulting them, but fight it by keeping your faith inside. Making sure when they insult you and you go to your room, you kneel down and you pray. Your family members will discourage you. Expect it. Expect it. What Satan wants is that you attend church at OEB, Lighthouse, Makane Church International. You are in the church, but you have a girlfriend. You are sleeping with girls. Or you are stealing, you are doing sakawa. Fight. Fight, 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 fight. Say, everybody say fight. Fight, fight, say fight, 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 fight. Tell yourself, say fight, 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 fight. Listen, you will not get anything as a Christian without fighting. I'm not teaching you about ministry, I'm teaching you about your salvation. You don't become saved by just being there. Fight to remove unbeliever music from your phone. It's a fight. Fight. And fight to get music. Do you have a phone? Where is the phone? Hey, is this your phone? Do you work? Wow. I mean, so how did you get such a nice phone? Your mother bought it for you. There are some girls who will need to fight not to have a phone like this. If you don't fight, a man will do things to you and give you a nice phone. Every piece of your Christian life is a fight. Now that you have the phone, do you have unbeliever songs on it? Yes. No. She says yes, please. And I'm not expecting her to say no. I expect her to have unbeliever songs on it. Because she wasn't born again. Like what? Show me some of the songs. No. There's nothing wrong. Sorry. Increase that. Yeah. Wow, iPhone. Is that an iPhone? Beautiful girl. And you don't work.
Your brother is very rich. What are some of the songs? Please help me. It's our church. What's your name? Emanuela. Good girl.
Kim
Beautiful.
Promise.
Yes.
Terminator.
It's a song?
Yeah, the song is Terminator.
By Kim Promise.
By Kim Promise, yes.
Play it, let me see. Play it. That's what some parts of the song. Okay. Yes. So and what else? What are some of the songs? Or the artists?
DJ Mavis.
DJ Mavis.
Yes.
So can you see why I cannot come and just start teaching Emanuela how to win a soul? That start, Romans 10:9-10. As a person, are you born again? Let's pray with the person. Meanwhile, you are sitting with DJ Marvel.
DJ Mavis.
Which one is this? Kiddy. I can't really hear the thing. But can you hear the song well? Some of you know the song. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with it. How many of you know this song? Yeah. Now, thank you. Yeah. You know something? If you want to be saved, Emanuela, do you want to be saved? You want to be born again?
Yes.
You need faith. You need faith. Yeah. Play it. Now, you see, all of you here have, say, I have a fight to fight.
I have a fight.
Yes. If you don't fight, that's what I said, a blue cloth will be thrown over you. Is this for you? Look at Emanuela. She's wearing white and some yellow dress. But suddenly, I wish I had something whiter or brighter. Okay, yes, let me have this. Suddenly, so this is gray. Suddenly, you don't see the white. So she's wearing a lady pastor's dress, but she's got King Promise under.
Wow. It's under. Kitty is under.
DJ Mavis is under. So she's preaching. She's doing outreach. She's serving God. But she has not fought these things that are the sins in her life. Things are under. And I'm telling you. Now, see, I'm not preaching to everybody. I'm talking to you. It's you, Emanuela, and I. I'm telling you that if you are here and you think that you can be here, be a church person, be a pastor, be whatever shepherd. You are in the, I'm sure you may have a nice voice to sing in the church, but you've got a boyfriend under DJ Mavis, Kiddy. So for you to be properly saved, you must fight to remove these things from your phone. So, Is that music on it? Unbeliever songs on it? Which one? Show me one. Now, if we don't do this work of listen, if we don't do this work of dealing with our salvation, we are only going to whitewash you, but inside you are full of sin. Show me a song. What does she have?
That was the Odo featuring Skyface.
No, listen. You see, Zadibe. I'm not joking. No, it's sorry.
This one is Sarkodie. Zadibe.
Zadibe. Be.
Sarkodie. It's by Sarkodie. And the playlist is Zadibe. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Then you are teaching her how to start a bar center. You are teaching her how to get money to pay for a bus. How to come for a camp. You're giving her a book, Faith Secrets. Read Faith, but she's got Zadi what? Bay. That's the name of her playlist.
She actually, interesting, she has two playlists. One is gospel music, one is unbeliever music.
That's the point. But I'll come there. Maybe that's tomorrow. I need to finish this one first. Because tomorrow afternoon, we are ending the camp with sacrifices. Oh. What's your name? Vera. Vera, you can't be saved with Sarkodie. You can't. No, I'm telling you because in 2 years' time, you may be in church and still be listening to Sarkodie. But I would have told you already that you are not saved. So that it won't be like you didn't know. No one told you. Pure salvation, gospel salvation, requires you to fight to take things out of your life. You are a pretty girl. Somebody's husband may like you. You must fight him off. You can't be a born again Christian without fighting. Without fighting. You can't. That's the faith in God. Your faith in God makes you fight not to have certain friends in your life. I mean, by being here and being in church and being born again, there are certain friends you can't have in your life. I'm sure you have them. Girls who are sleeping with married men, don't you have friends like that in your life? You do. But you can't anymore. Well. In a year's time, you'll still be in church and have them in your life. But remember that you are deceiving yourself. That's all. That's all. That's why I will not give you a bar center to lead or let you start a bar center without inspecting your phone. I can't do that. I cannot just assume, like as we've come here, what brought us here? Is it not Basenta leadership who brought us here? Shepherding. That I sat out of shepherding. What it means to become a shepherd? How to start a church? But you've got Zadibe. Listen to me. You have to remove some things from your life. And that is where some of you will fail the test. Because many of you, like he's saying, and this is a very powerful Come on, Bishop, copy me. In her phone, there's gospel. And it's so convenient to have gospel and your Zadi Bey, your Sarkodie and DJ Mavis and Kiddy and King Promise. It's like it doesn't cost you much. Tomorrow is sacrifice. That's why I read 2 Corinthians 5:17. Certain things must die. Sarkodie must die. Otherwise, you are not in Christ. I don't know how to say it. The Holy Spirit is asking me to give you 30 minutes. See, he says I should stop and let you walk around here for 30 minutes and pray for strength. Some of you, as we are praying, you should be deleting some things from your phones. Strength to break away from some friends. That's faith. You see, that's what I'm saying, that to teach you about salvation and I don't project faith means that I am preparing you for a carnal Christianity. And faith obeys, yes, but faith fights. And you don't just fight to remove what does it take to remove Sarkodie from your phone? Pop, it's gone. But you need to also fight to have a replacement. Some of these pastors who are standing here, you must fight to have them in your life as a mother to you. Who says, no, you can't wear that. I called you last night. You were not at home. Where were you? Who was the one with you? No, you can't. Mommy says, I can't. That's it. Fight to have a Bible. I'm talking about faith. And the first pillar of faith is faith in God. I've not come to Christ or the Holy Spirit. This one is the introduction. You must have faith in God. In God. And that faith in God makes you obey. Like, I'm giving an instruction now. Remove the friends from your life. Remove certain people in your life. How many of you have got friends you must break up with? Not girlfriend though. Not somebody you are having sex with. A male, you are a boy, a male friend who is not ready to be saved. But you have come and God has called you. And you see that, no, I can't continue working with these guys. How many of you have got such people in your life you must break away from? Can I see your hand? Well up. You must fight. We are going to pray that God will give us strength to fight. In the same way, strength to fight to make Lady Pastor Emilia your friend. Because the more spiritual a person is, the more difficult it is to have the person in your life. That's why if you're not a correct person. If you must fight the words of your cousins, the words of your parents, the words that are saying that, oh, you are wasting your time, you are a fool, you are doing that. Listen, it's a fight to remain saved. It's a fight. You write an exam because of a camp you attended, you fail the exam, you write again. It's a fight. It's a fight. And faith is the force that keeps you going. No, without it, forget about it. Forget that you are a Christian. Take the church as something like a Keep Faith club you have joined. Or Rotary club, some fan club. Yeah. But to be born again, there are things you must fight. Take your notebook and your pen and write right now 5 things you must fight to remove from your life. Make your own list. I'm not giving you a list. 5 things you must fight. I have 5 things I must fight to remove from my life. I have them. We all have, at every level, there is something you must remove from your life. Not everybody has fornication on his list. Or not every adult has adultery on his list. But there is something to fight. That's a prayer we are going to pray. Then the second one is 5 things you must fight to have in your life. To have. Right? Everybody make your list. It reveals your sincerity. We are dealing with the first pillar, faith in God. Faith in God makes you obey. Faith in God makes you fight. Fight what? Fight to remove things and fight to have things. Nothing. Only rubbish will be blown by winds into your life. The proper things you need to have in your life, you got to fight. Yes. Leave a space. There must be a space between the two. After the first one, write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then the bottom one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how to work. It's a fight. You can have nothing. If you have nothing, it means you didn't fight for anything. Anything you have, whether it's a job, whether it's a degree, whether it's a proper friend, whether it's a life, whatever I have, I fought for it. I'm fighting every day. I'm fighting. You're not the only one fighting. I'm fighting. We all have things we are fighting. I'm fighting to even to stay close to my pastor. It's a fight. You saw when I left church on Monday? What time did I leave the church on Monday?
Around 1:35.
Yes. A.M.
A.M.
I had had a meeting for 7 hours. 1:35. I went and slept and woke up and went to First Love Center at Legon to have flow prayer meeting. You couldn't wake up even in your own bedroom. If you don't fight, you won't have anything. Everybody, I'm saying that not every girl here is fighting a boyfriend. Are you fighting a boyfriend? No, but are you not fighting something? Everybody has got something is fighting. What you are fighting may not be what I'm fighting, but we must fight. It's a good fight. Fighting to remove DJ Marvis, fighting to remove Kim Promise, it's a good fight because it will only destroy you. A man is going to impregnate you. By 3 years, you are pregnant with a child. You give birth after 2 years. The boy is 2 years. The man is not in your life. Any fight you fight because of your faith in God, it's a good fight. Continue writing.
Wow. It's a big one.
We are going to pray and come back We are not here to have breakfast and lunch and supper. No. That one is for those who live in king's palaces. They eat dainty meals. We are here to work on ourselves. God wants to change our lives. Yes. Do you have your five things you must fight to remove? How many of you have finished the first five? Can I see your hand if you have finished the first five? How many of you have not finished your first five? Let me see your hand. You are still working. Hurry up and work on your first five. We are moving to the second five. Let me go and pray. Anything that will not look, some of you even you must fight not to follow your big brother at home, not to follow the insults of your parents. It's a fight you must fight. Nobody walks with God without fighting. Some of you must mention the name Akos, fight to have Akos out of your life. She's no more your girlfriend. The last time you had sex with her is the last time you ever have sex till you marry. It's a fight. Because the feelings will come. You must fight the feelings. And that is why, to fight those feelings, you must have faith in other things. That's why the pillars are five. Not just God. Giving you 2 minutes. Emanuela, have you finished your 5-5? You finished the first one. Let's go to the second one. Everybody, let's start the second one. Five things you must fight to bring into your life. We are going to pray. Look, God brought you here to bless you, to change your life, to give you a far better life than that useless life you were living down there. That's why He brought you here. Five things you must fight to be prayerful. To read your Bible every day. To have your pastor in your life properly. It's a fight. Faith in God makes you fight. So when you meet somebody who says that I have faith in God, and the person is not fighting problems, fighting to have a good life, fighting to have a spiritual life, the person doesn't have faith in God. It's not by words. That's what the Bible says. Faith without works, James, is dead. Some have faith, but it is dead faith because there are no works. And we are coming there. How many of you have finished the second five also? Okay, I'm giving you 2 minutes. Let me check my time. We are going to start praying. One and a half minutes. Five. If you have not finished, as you are praying, God will speak to you. He will remind you of Isabella. He will remind you of some movies you must never watch again. He will remind you of some places you must never go again. How many of you are serious to be saved? Can I see your hand? You are serious about your salvation. Can I see your hand up? You are serious. Okay. Let's rise to our feet. Check your time. It is what the time? 11:52. So we are coming back at 12:30. 38 minutes. Walk around and be praying. Pastors, check on your members. Ask, are you praying? What are you praying about? Ask the Lord, Father, give me strength to fight. What's your number one? Number one is what? Your number one. Out the things you are fighting to take out of your life. Your number one is what? You must mention the names of the friends. Like what? Mention Bennis. Yes. You see how it came easily. Bennis. Yes. And as God, as you are praying about Bennis, you see that you have forgotten about Ben. Father, hear our prayer as we pray. We are here to work on ourselves. We have faith. The first pillar is our faith in you. And that faith makes us obey. That faith makes us fight. Help us. You have good plans for us. And we will enter. In Jesus' name. Amen. 38 minutes. Go and pray. I'm also praying. We are coming back at 12:30. So it's 36 minutes now. It's 6 minutes to 12 plus 30.
Trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.